Well, it's been an interesting day so far. Roberta had come back yesterday from a little course on nutrition and stuff, and after that we had a bit of a talk about it. And, it's a perfect example how the very things we thought we had talked about, we worked out that were good for a person to eat. Now this nutritional place decided that those things weren't so good. They had all the evidence and the scientific research and everything required to tell you why these things are not so good for you and why you should eat these things. Now the other nutritional side of that is that the information that we got before about nutrition, what to eat, explained something totally different. And they also had scientific evidence and all the paperwork and everything and all the reasons for it. And everything makes logical, perfect sense. So you have two opposing sides. Nutritionists. Both have scientific evidence proving their point. Both have the paperwork and all the information needed to prove their point. And if you listen to both, they make perfectly sense, yet they have two separate sides. See, that's the interesting thing. Now, who's right? That's the thing about this world. No one is really right and no one is really wrong, because this world is based on an illusion. It is based on something you believe. When you believe it enough, you have confidence in it, and then the universe creates it in that manner. So you will find the evidence for it, scientific evidence. All the tests you do will give you those results that you have confidence in. Now, if your confidence changes to the opposite side, you will receive the information exactly the same again, only it will be different from the other fellows. So, what that really comes down to, again, a simple principle. And this is what I believe is the really important part, and what makes the difference between when a person succeeds at something and or just bounces around from one thing to another, trying this and it doesn't work, and trying that and it doesn't work. The main principle is, find something, believe in it, accept it, as long as it feels right for you, of course, and then believe in it enough, build confidence in it, so that the universe can actually create the results from that you want. In other words, pick food that you like. This would be my example. This is how I would deal with it, I think. Well, this is how I am going to deal with it. Pick food that I like. Then, increase my belief for the healthiness of that food. Thereby, also appreciating it. Thereby, sending love into it and filling it with love. And thereby, creating the confidence in it. And thereby, the universe can create the end result that I want from that food, which is health, feeling good, good nutrition, tasting good, enjoyment of eating it, maybe environmentally friendly, whatever those decisions may be. But that becomes created not from what we pick, but from what we believe and have confidence in. And the same thing goes for virtually everything. Even a religious belief doesn't really do much good if you don't have true confidence in it. If you go, well, I believe, but the physical actions and some of the verbal actions don't show that you believe, then, the person really doesn't believe. And I've come across this a few times, where someone talks about a particular religion, and I ask a couple of questions, and I go, at the end, you don't really actually believe in it. You want to, but you're waiting maybe for some evidence or something to come up, but the evidence isn't going to come up till you actually believe. Once you believe, the universe can create the evidence for you. See? That's when that flow, your valve opens up, that flow goes out, the energy flows, and can create the evidence for you. So at that point, they go, of course I believe. And then I go, no. Your physical things that you do physically, your physical actions, show that you don't believe. Well, I believe, but I can't put total faith in it. Well, then that's not really believing. It's believing means total faith. See, either I believe I'm going to get my 3.6 million or I don't. And whether I receive them or not will be simply based on that. Because the energy will not flow through me and out until I'm at that point where I have the confidence for it. Now, I already have that, so it will come. That's not an issue. But what I've noticed now is there's a natural occurrence when the heart center actually opens up and flows that energy. It happens naturally when we bring up the confidence of something that perhaps we want but don't have. And when we build the confidence of having it as if we already have it, then the heart center actually opens and the energy flows and it begins to be created. And again this morning, it took about, well, at least 25 minutes, I think. And just, again, like yesterday, played with staring at those numbers and just getting a real feeling of confidence. Just bringing up, increasing the belief, in other words. Confidence is the belief, like I said before. I brought it up more and more and just bringing up the confidence of it. So more and more I feel like it's there. More and more I'm actually catching myself thinking that it's there more than I am realizing that it's not there. In other words, it's sort of like I'm getting to the point where I think it's there and then something clicks and says, well, no, you're creating it. It's not quite there yet. See, that's exactly where we want to get to. And beyond that, to the point we're almost convinced it's there. We still consciously know that it's not yet there yet. But we are basically, our thinking process is already based on it being there. And the beauty part of this, while I was doing this, I noticed without trying to open up my heart center, it was starting to open up because certain feelings were coming. And like I had mentioned before, feeling appreciation actually opens your heart center and that love energy flows out and begins to create. The feeling of appreciation is actually the signal that it is now open and you're flowing. Because you can't feel that until it opens and the flow begins. It was somehow designed to be a signal to let you know that it's flowing. Maybe someday as we progress there'll be other signals, but that's actually a signal. Now also a good feeling, a happy, joyous feeling of it, which is similar again to appreciation, a high level of joyous confidence of it, these waves that I was talking about were coming about again, and those were actually telling me that the flow is open. And as I checked the same time, just very quickly, as that feeling is at its high point, the valve is sort of open at its high point, and then that feeling goes down, the valve closes a little bit, another feeling, a good feeling comes up, and as that feeling comes up, the valve is actually opening. So it's almost confusing in a sense because it feels like, is the feeling opening the valve, or is the valve opening and then causing the feeling? both are happening at the same time. So in a sense, because they're sort of linked together, you know, you don't really feel a valve opening, you feel the good feelings, and that tells you the valve is open. So, as we try to get those good feelings, bringing about appreciation, of course, you start to feel it a little bit. Whatever amount you kind of feel it is almost how that valve is open and flowing. Now, the valve can be open, but not really flowing a lot. It's like a tap on a hose. You can have the tap set wide open, but there's not much really coming out. That happens. The flow really starts to move at the high part of the feeling. And the rest of the time the valve is open, there's a flow regardless, but the high amount of flow is actually at the peak, where it's the energy is really flowing through. So that's kind of a neat experience. So that means that it doesn't really matter, you know, how you open that heart center, as long as you focus actually on something joyous, happy, something that brings you happiness, something that, oh, I don't know, it gives you a good feeling, a feeling of confidence. See, when you have a feeling of confidence, let's say in your diet, it feeds off into other things, because it's not just the diet then you have confidence in, all of a sudden then you have confidence in your health, in your long life, in your energy. You have confidence in a whole bunch of things at the same time. When you have confidence that you have this money, it's not just confidence, in having the money, but there's confidence in all kinds of different things come up slowly, I've noticed. Confidence in, if I want something, I can have it. That confidence has built. And one of the things that I'm kind of looking for right now is a new computer, a really fast high-end, simply because a new Battlefield game has come out, and my computer, though it's fairly new, is not powerful enough to run this game at its fullest. So, you know, again, I was thinking about it, and it's going to cost probably about $1,500, and I thought, well, do I need to spend $1,500, you know, on a game? It's kind of a silly thought, because if that's what you want, well, then that's what you should do, but because I greatly enjoy that game, it also helps me a lot. When I'm doing all this and I'm meditating, it creates a balance for me. And without that balance, everything becomes extremely difficult. I get all wound up and all twisted up without that balance. Anyway, I'm making excuses rather than just having the confidence in the financial wealth and allowing it. Interesting, isn't it? So, while I was doing this with this morning, I noticed that confidence in many other areas was expanding also, as in more confidence in, if I want something, I can have it. No need to make excuses, no need to explain why. It's just I want it and that's good enough. Simple. That's all there's to it. That's a nice piece of confidence. Confidence in, how do I say it, my life. You know, when you have money, you know your life's going to be a little better in a lot of areas, because you don't have to worry about where you're going to live, you've got the money. So, if there's a whole livelihood confidence, a confidence of more safety, because you have this money buffer zone, so if anything goes wrong, well, it's not really a big deal. You know, your car breaks down, well, you're not scrounging around for money for it. You have it there to buy a brand new one. So, even that, you have all of a sudden more confidence in a vehicle you got. It affects everything, because, let's say if something went wrong in that vehicle, somewhere in another city, And it's, you know, it's an older vehicle. And the guy said, oh, it's going to cost about $1,000 to fix. So I just go to keep it. You keep it for the towing charge and run over to the dealership, pick out what you want, buy it, put your plate on it, and drive off the lot, and off you go. So there's a whole line of confidence because you have a new ability to live in life once your financial abundance increases. Now, again, I'm talking about money, but there are many other aspects also that change when we allow abundance. And I think when we allow abundance in general, that same effect will come about because it affects every area of our life. Right? It would be much the same if we allow abundance of friends, abundance of good times, abundance of fun times, an abundance of rest, an abundance of playtime, you name it. I mean, if you have a hobby, whatever that be, an abundance of that time, who knows. But anyway, the point is, what we're working on here is financial abundance, expanding that, getting the feeling of it, and everything that it affects, really getting into it, just feeling it, not really caring about whether we actually have it or not. Getting so much into the feeling of it that it doesn't matter whether we have it or not. Building that confidence that much. So the same would hold true for any religious or spiritual beliefs we have. We have to decide whether we want to accept them or not. When we do and have build confidence in them, then they can actually really work for us and serve us really, really well. But without that, they don't really function that well. So the thing is to build confidence. Choose what we want and build confidence in it. Even a marriage works the same way. The more confidence we build in it, the more it can actually work for us. Because the more we're actually believing in it. At this point, someone's probably saying, yeah, well, I believed in my marriage, and look what happened. You know, people say that, I believed, and look what... And you know what? Most of the time when people say, oh, I believe, they wish they believed, but they don't really. Most of the time, there's tons of evidence contrary to the belief, you know, to what they're saying they believe. And there was really not any positive energy put into the belief. Because like I said, if the belief is there, and the confidence for it builds, the valve opens, the love starts to flow, and automatically love flows into that. Now, even if someone has never heard about sending love, this kind of happens automatically at that point. And without anybody even knowing about it. But we also have the choice. We can do it consciously. And it's also good to know that we can do that, that we have the ability to do that. And that's how it kicks in. So we know, you know, naturally we might have some things in our lives that work extremely well. We don't understand why those things are working so well, and yet other things don't work worth crap. And there's the reason exactly why. We haven't found something in there to put our confidence in. See, in a sense, you could almost say it's the same word as sending love, really. Putting confidence in it. When you do that consciously, your heart center opens, you send, fill it full of love. It creates the energy that's attracted to it, and the what is desired from it is created and thereby experienced. So, there we are. It's been a really interesting day. That's what I caught this morning by doing it. And I believe that anybody that spends time just doing it exactly the same way will come to the same point and the same conclusion. as I have and experience virtually the same thing with it. It may take longer, it may take less time, I don't know. But it will work to the same principle. You know, if the 3.6 million seems too far-fetched, maybe it will take a little longer. But again, it's a lot better if we just let go of the need for it and stop trying to spend it. You know, because we're all trying to spend it and everything, that creates another issue in a sense. Because what we want to stick with is just building up the confidence for it, basically having it. We want to stick with that and keep creating that way. Now, I'm probably going to continue on at this point for, I figure, till the end of July. It's going to be the beginning of July pretty soon here. So, we're going to go till the end of July, and that's where we'll stop with this. Regardless if it's here yet or not, because it doesn't matter, it will show up. But there, at the end of July, I'm going to switch gears and pick something totally different and go into that. Because that way, if there's any resistance that I haven't cleared up yet, it lets go. Because I'm not trying anymore then, right? If I haven't got down to the point where I'm not trying, I'm just naturally experiencing. Because at this point in the morning, I'm still kind of working on it. It's not quite so natural yet. It feels a little bit more like trying. But I notice that it's going more and more into a natural state. So that's where we want to be at. So another 4 weeks, and then we let go, and we go switch. I don't know what that something else will be, but I'll look into, you know, that vision I have of my future place in the Bahamas, somewhere warm. And of course, what have I done with this 3.6 million, where I was saying before, I take pieces out of that and I create individual pieces of that entire picture, rather than trying to create the entire picture in one shot. I take pictures out, and the 3.6 million is actually one piece of it, one picture of that whole picture, you know, one single item. So I'll probably switch gears and pick up another item there, what consists of that entire vision, or maybe something totally different. I don't know yet. I'll have to figure that out as we go along. You know, even if the 3.6 million show up before then, that's fine also. But we're not concerned about when they show up at all. We're going to let that go totally. Now, one of the things I thought about this morning is, just before I started with the 25 minutes of focusing on 3.6 million, is that I thought, okay, if I put this in the book, what if it doesn't work out? I mean, what a stupid thought, ugly thought, right? So I had to sort of give it a little room and let it think itself for a minute and say, well, why wouldn't it work? Of course it would work. It's worked with everything else. Of course it's going to continue on working. And I can already see and feel it's working better than all the other things I created before. And then I realized I had a heavy attachment because I'm turning this now into a book instead of something fun that I wanted to do. And so I have to switch gears again and say, yeah, okay, this will turn into a book, but it will just be continued on as it goes, and when it unfolds, and the book will be just there beforehand, maybe, or it will all come together at the same time. I don't know. That's not really my concern. It wasn't my concern before, so why make it a concern now? That would just add pressure to it. So I'm just going to continue on, and I'm going to keep on going on. When there is enough information there that someone else can use it, I'm going to probably turn it into a book, right? So we'll turn it into a book, But then at the same time, I'm going to keep going with this. And then if the book works for people and they like it, then they can actually go onto a website and continue downloading the newest version of it as I keep going. And I think maybe for an entire year, because that would make it really interesting, and the guy would be able to see the growth, and it would create a pathway that someone, in a sense, can follow to create whatever they want.